The red eyes flickered. For an instant, just enough the core remained in proxy to register surprise and then extreme alarm. The hologram sparked and faded, revealing the terrible smoking wound in the droid's chest. The apprentice removed the blade, satisfied that his blow had done the job. The core spun the body around, reaching in vain for the open hatch from which the severed cable protruded. Then all control left the metal limbs, and Proxy dropped heavily to the floor. It was already over, but the core still had some fight left. Slave droids converged on the apprentice in their hundreds, hoping to crush him under their combined weight before he could reach the nearest processor. He blew them away with a single push and slashed open the processor's casing. Ignoring the hot metal edges, he pushed his left hand into the workings inside. Lightning surged through him and all the processors making up the core's network. He projected all his anger and grief into the surge, and the strength of it surprised even him. For Proxy, for Juno, for Coda, and for himself, he fried the planet-wide mind into slag. Slave droids jerked about in a ghastly dance. The paroxysm of the droids took minutes to ebb, during which time he kept up the blistering power of his rage, ensuring that he erased every last trace of the memories pulled from Proxy's braincase. Nothing of him would remain there. The Emperor would never know how forces had gathered to unseat him for good or for ill. There would be no witnesses, living or droid. When the last metal body was still and silent, along with all the processors and every blinking light, he let himself sag down onto his knees, then slip around with his back against the processor's plastic casing. He leaned his head back and closed his eyes. Was that enough? Would anything more be asked of him today? He was so tired. A week of sleep might not revive him. Proxy was dead. Juno and he had no hope of a life together. How could he go on? Something moved in the massive chamber. He opened his heavy eyelids and raised his lightsaber. One of the empty droid bodies tipped and rolled over. A familiar hand reached out and clawed at the dirt.
Master?
He was on his feet in an instant, pushing droid bodies aside and freeing his injured friend. Proxy was severely damaged by the blow that had severed the wire, but his photoreceptors had returned to their normal color. Proxy, are you all right? Can you stand? The droid struggled and failed to lift his torso.
I fear not, Master. Better you leave me here, where I belong.
What are you talking about? We can repair you once I get you to the ship.
The core.
Proxy put a hand to his forehead.
Master, it burned out portions of my processor. My primary programming has been erased. I'm useless to you now.
He smiled. A flicker of hope remained. You've never been useless, Proxy. And you're not staying here. Come on. The droid seemed very light against his shoulder, as the two of them wound their way through the wrecked slave droids and processors, out into the murky daylight.